April 17, 2024. Today's devotion is written by Jaina Zuniga Pingel. He came to feed us. Jesus said to the crowds, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. John 6, verse 35. When I was a senior in college, I traveled in a charter bus from Notre Dame to Philadelphia to see Pope Francis for the World Meeting of Families. If you've ever been to a papal audience, you'll know it's absolutely chaotic and totally wonderful. Various groups of parishes, schools, and religious orders invaded the blocked-off streets. Some were sporting school uniforms, others were in matching bright-colored beanies, and giant banners waved through the air. People were speaking different languages. Mothers were pushing strollers as toddlers bounced around them. And there was, as always, lots of singing. This wasn't my first time attending a papal audience, but I noticed something different this time. When it came to the moment when Holy Communion was being distributed during Mass, they started singing the hymn Gift of Finest Wheat. You satisfy the hungry heart with gift of finest wheat. I stood there on the grass, observing it all. Hundreds of priests dispersed throughout the crowds, and large groups of people started moving spontaneously towards them. These men dressed in white, each cupping a gold ciborium in the palm of his hands, were bringing us Jesus himself. Suddenly, this reality became overwhelmingly beautiful. Jesus was coming down from heaven to feed us the bread of life, to meet us in our yearnings, our lacking, and our weakness. Each person in the crowd approached the Lamb of God with a hungry heart, and he fed each child who opened their mouth to him. In today's gospel, we hear this truth spoken from the very lips of Jesus. See John 6, verses 35 through 40. He passionately proclaims it to a crowd of people. Stand in that crowd today and listen. Do you trust him with your hungry and aching heart? The next time you receive Holy Communion, ask the Lord to open your heart more fully as you open your mouth to receive him. He is dying to feed you.